Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hello, and welcome back to The Guinea Pig. Hi, Fee, how are you?
I'm okay, and I feel great, and it feels like, you know, the summer's well and truly over, and we're slipping into the autumnal months, which I quite like. I like it when the air's got crispy and I get to put a jumper on and think about new things. But I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about how to kind of get rid of that kind of residual summer skin. You
that
know.
Looked so wonderful when you were
in
a caftan on a beach or hiking in the countryside.
Yeah, exactly. And then the tan wears off and you're left with sort of weird
sun damage.
Yeah, sun damage. Blotches and pigmentation.
Fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, yes. So let's talk about how to kind of restore our skin for the new season. So that
that's a big, big topic. But, you know, as you all know, I always have suffered from pigmentation problems. And so immediately post-summer, I like to sort of tackle those issues, and I continue to tackle them as I don't really have too much sun exposure until pretty much next year, mid-next year even, you know, after spring, basically. So what I think is there's a few issues that happen after the summer. One is, in my opinion, for myself, is pigmentation. Then there's dry skin that may have some broken capillaries on it. You have also, maybe you haven't been taking care of your skin as much, including with skincare, because you've been exposed to sun, and a lot of people don't like to use their retinols and their lightening agents during those summer months. And then also just general health of the skin in terms of trying to get that glow without the sun damage that really is a suntan.
And you can add in a bit of temperature change plus central heating.
Of course.
So the skin's drying and the skin's saying, where's my lovely vitamin
yes,
fix.
all the nice things that we love about summer. So as I said, the first thing that I always do is I think pigmentation is one of those issues that sometimes can't be tackled until after you've lost that tan. So generally speaking, there are different modalities of treating sun damage. You can have single sunspots that can be treated with liquid nitrogen, which means it would be frozen off, and basically it gets absorbed and is targeted by the liquid nitrogen to freeze that skin, which basically kills off that cell.
So you kind of come at it with a gun?
It's not a gun. It is a nozzle, the very thin nozzle, and it sprays the liquid nitrogen onto the skin. That skin, that darker skin, then becomes immediately white. It becomes frosted. And then after that, that pigmented skin almost looks like a scab, but it's not quite. And then a week to 10 days later, it sloughs off. Facial skin tends to slough off a little bit faster than, say, the skin on the décolletage or the hands. It can take, you know, up to 3 weeks.
Is that the same way you treat age spots?
You can treat age spots that way. You can also use heat as a different modality to burn that skin off and create new skin. You can also do things like IPL, which is intense pulse light, where you have different wavelengths of light that are absorbed by the pigmentation. And again, you can get that pigmentation looks darker in the short term, and then that sloughs off. You could do that on the face, the neck, the décolletage.
How long is the kind of recovery on that, the white, you know,
So all of that is basically similar, 7 to 10 days. You can have a little bit of, if you do something like IPL where you're treating generally a large area at one time, the entire face, the entire chest, both hands, that can mean a little bit of swelling. You should have a little bit of darkening of the pigmentation that's been treated. That's why it's so important to be the whitest that you can be in terms of your skin discrepancy. So
is it the same pigmentation that you would get after a lot of women I know get it hormonally after childbirth?
That's melasma. That's what I suffer from. That is a type of hyperpigmentation that happens on the face and can be affected by hormones, but also by heat. We also don't know. It can be from, fireplace, sauna, really hot workout environments.
It looks similar.
That's more patchy. Melasma is usually, it's called a pregnancy mass because sometimes you can get sort of like this shape on your face that they're almost looks like a map, or, spans on both cheeks or on your forehead. A lot of women get it on their upper lip or their chin. And basically it makes you look a little bit dirty, and I say that because I suffer from it, and the reason I don't like it is because it makes your skin look uneven. So that's why I always say it's not always the lines and wrinkles that bother me, it's more that even palette that I just want to have skin that you don't need to wear foundation with or a lot of makeup and just looks fresh.
So you suffer from melasma, and I suffer from
rosacea
and capillaries. So my way of keeping my skin smooth and even is to try and get rid of as many capillaries, and yours is to get rid of your
as much pigmentation
melasma. But just because I'm thick, did you say that you do treat the melasma the same way you treat the pigmentation?
No, you don't.
Let's break it down.
So melasma generally happens on also sun-exposed skin of the face. It can be in other parts, but generally it's mainly women. It can happen. Men can have melasma as well, despite not having, obviously, the pregnancy. A lot of women who have melasma are treated incorrectly. So light-based treatments like an IPL have sometimes been used in conjunction with other treatments with melasma, but you have to be wary and you have to really go to somebody who knows what they're doing, because you can make that melasma temporarily better, but the next time that there's an exposure that brings out that pigmentation again, it can come back with a vengeance. And that's why I always say melasma is like having gray hair. You can dye it, you can color it, you can cover it up, but it comes back again. You can be lucky and it can sometimes, burn out, but for the most part, it's a ongoing chronic condition.
And peels are how you
I use peels for myself because for a number of reasons. One, I am Iranian, and therefore my skin has a tendency to be darker. You cannot do light-based treatments really on skin that has the ability to have more pigmentation, because, like I said, you can create a complication that can happen is pigmentation, and you have to have the greatest discrepancy between the pigment that you're treating and the natural skin color of the skin.
Right.
And if you don't have that discrepancy, well, then you can also that heat and that light can be absorbed by normal skin, and therefore you could have complications. So after the summer, I tend to like to do a peel. I do a medium strength peel that targets melasma, that has a combination of different acids in it. It is quite involving. It's a brown colored mud mask that I place on my face.
Oh, we talked about it with Kathleen.
We place it for 12 hours on the face. And then afterwards, I've actually documented even on my Instagram, because I hate having my melasma. And so it really gets rid of all the superficial pigmentation. And then there's an ongoing regimen that you need to continue on. Like I said, it's not a one, blast type of treatment.
And is it more common to dark skin than fair skin?
It happens on both, but treatment is a bit harder on the darker skin types.
Oh, is it?
Because you can't use the IPLs, the light and the laser modalities as well. So sometimes you can treat it with top topically. You can use lightening agents like that have hydroquinone. You can use different topical ingredients like kojic acid, different acids that can be used to help exfoliate and lighten.
These are all doctor. You would need to go and see a dermatologist or you?
You can. You can even do some topical over-the-counter that do help. You know, so now transuxamic acid is now used in a lot of topical creams that are over-the-counter.
That's such a big word.
It is such a big word. It's actually something that's been used historically for other reasons.
I mean, I've only just put my head around hyaluronic.
Exactly. But it's actually can be used as a topical or ingested ingredient that or medication that can be used to block certain channels of pigmentation. So there's a lot of different topical agents.
Would you use that in conjunction with a peel?
Yes. What I do is that I do use some oral transuxamic acid myself. I'm not consistently good with it as I should be. And then, you know, after the summer, I did do the peel, which did get rid of most of my superficial pigmentation. And then I continue with a maintenance treatment, either with the peel that I started or I just use a hydroquinone in a prescription strength product. I always use vitamin C and I always am using a retinol as well. So after the summer, I do use it more sparingly in the summertime, because it can make you more sensitive to sun and therefore burning. But in the fall, I always go back on all of those products.
But some of those products that you've mentioned, I avoid because of my rosacea skin.
It can,
so
yes.
So my post-summer routine would have to be very different. I mean, I don't get melasma, but I get all my things. But when anybody says peel to me, I think, okay, and now I'm going to be purple for 3 days.
Yes. Not always. It depends on the type of peel that's done. You can do light hydrating peels. You can do peels that target pigmentation. You can do peels that target, acne, oil production. You can just do lighter peels that help exfoliation. So there's different realms. You can do peels that help fight lines and wrinkles, you know, that are more aggressive, that have more downtime. So you can range a peel from having a nice glow afterwards to having, you know, up to 3 weeks of downtime. So it just depends on the grade, whether it's a light, medium, or, you know, heavy or stronger peel.
And if I was to come to the end of the summer where you would get rid of your melasma or somebody would get rid of their sunspots and I want to get rid of my capillaries, which are my gift from the summer, that kind of slightly leathery texture, I have to admit, on my skin, would I be right to think that I should be having electrolysis on the veins?
Electrolysis for the hair, but you can do different sorts of laser and light treatments that treat the broken capillaries, or we call them telangiectasias. Again, you have to have a distinct, the best way to treat those on the face is when you have a distinct vessel that you can actually see and you can target the laser energy to go into that blood vessel and to collapse it and hopefully not to reopen. It is always possible. So lots of people, for instance, have them around their nose. We can zap them and a lot of times they go away, but they can come back because they can have a larger feeder vessel beneath them or behind them that then opens the dam back up, so to speak.
So you have to go deep with these vessels.
Some of these things do recur, but the ones on the cheeks, the face, those types of treatments can help when you have a specific vessel that you can target. If you have diffuse, redness or flushing or erythema, these are the types of symptoms that you can treat with a light-based. You could either use a laser like a pulse dye laser, or you could use IPL, intense pulse life.
Actually, it's what your mask treats, isn't it?
It does. You can use LED. That's at a lower level. Not as strong as, say, for instance, using an intense pulse light or a pulse dye laser. But there are different kinds of machine-based treatments that can be used to make that redness and those telangiectasias go down. And of course, topical creams and medications are always the first line. So we always do prescribe, the dermatologist will prescribe a nice regimen for those that suffer with rosacea. And then, you know, it is nice to have intermittent other topical or in-office treatments to help combat that redness.
I think it's definitely nice to kind of get to the end of a summer and kind of feed your skin, as it were, and give it a kind of spring clean. The other thing that definitely I'm left with more and more as I get older is an entire body of kind of pigmentation spots, age spots, because the older I get, the more exposure to the sun. We all know how careful I am with that. And so I've got my legs and my arms and the top of my hands, lots and lots of big fat.
No, they're not so bad. You have a couple. So
but I have a few of those. How would one treat those sort of brown spots on the hands?
So the larger ones can be treated, as I said, with cryotherapy, you know, basically freezing the individual spots off. Larger areas like the chest, which actually your chest is not so
I'm
pigmented.
I'm bearing my chest to Marianne.
She is bearing her chest. So you have a lot of telangiectasias on your chest. Yes, a lot of little blood vessels, and that would benefit from just IPL even just to help reduce that. It is a little uncomfortable. It feels like a rubber band is flicking you when you have it done, and you can be a little bit swollen and or a little bit flushed in those areas immediately afterwards, but usually it has a very nice outcome. And you have to remember that it's an ongoing treatment. You don't do one and that's it. You have to do three to five
of
those.
Face feels like a sort of slightly squeezed out sponge, and it doesn't.
Not quite that bad. So well, for hydration, I also think that there are a lot of nice treatments that help boost collagen production. So you can either have, you know, nice laser treatments. Yeah. You can have PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, which we've talked about before, to help give yourself a little internal boost. You can also have light peels that are meant to exfoliate and to just stimulate collagen production. You can have injections with biostimulators like we were speaking about earlier. Profilo is a nice treatment to give yourself an internal hydration. So there are a lot of little things that you can do to tweak the skin. And a lot of times this is the time, it's pre-Christmas. People want to look good for the holidays. They also know that they're on a marathon of places and things that they need to do. So they want to, you know, get their skin in
as
much shape.
It's never ending, is it?
It never ends. So look, you know, you're chasing one holiday to the next.
I don't want you to get overexcited because I am about to show you my legs now when I am. Right? So just keep your beating heart. That's why I cut myself with the razor when I was giving myself a quick once over in the bath last night. But my legs.
You haven't done hair removal, laser hair removal?
No, because I've only got about 6 hairs on my body. Okay. I mean, have you ever seen fewer hairs with my arms? I'm so fair.
Oh, then it wouldn't work.
I don't have that thing. So I used to wax my legs. And then I kind of did laser and got bored. And now they're literally translucent, the hairs on my legs. So I shave my legs. Hey ho, the old fashioned way.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But I have got... What are those spots I'm pointing? Well, not those.
Same.
That's the blood myself. But also my legs just refuse to tan. What's that about? Is that age?
Hopefully sunblock.
No. You know I haven't been these legs. I put like factor 4 or something on my legs.
Oh, my God, Fee.
They just won't go brown.
Do not do as Fee does. Do as I say. That's not true. I mean, you haven't had enough exposure to the sun at that point, but it's your upper thighs are actually darker than
upper thighs are definitely better. Because you laughed at me the other day when I came in here and you said, look at you, your face is so brown, your legs are so white. And I was like, these legs have been lying on the same rock as my face.
But you've been
without
sitting up. But you
might.
But you were you in a bathing suit?
Yes, I was in a bathing suit.
And not a cover-up or anything?
No, I don't wear the burqa on the... I'm not in the full burqa in Cornwall on the beach. I'm in the very nice,
are
you
sitting,
orange,
are you,
my new
that,
in the sail Eras swimsuit.
Oh, very nice. So no, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to see. Yes. No, but your legs are tan, so they do get tan at the top, but not at the bottom. You just
I
don't have the same exposure.
I know others of my kind.
Really?
Others of my kind.
So we'll have to ask. I am not a dermatologist, so I do not have the answer to that question.
You can all write in if you've got ideas as to why my lower legs are white and like this, because I'm not.
But sometimes, unfortunately, the reverse of pigmentation is actually white spots, and a lot of people come in. I thought I did. Yes, I have a few little speckles.
She's got really brown legs. It's so irritating.
Where that is the reverse. That's also sun damage.
So white spots
on darker skin because now they don't tan anymore because they don't have any pigment. Less noticeable, obviously, in the winter months when there is no color.
Wearing trousers and things.
Yes, yeah. that too.
You'll never notice under the jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Those are sort of my favorite things to do. And I also like to say that I think the best thing to do in the fall and the winter is really to treat the neck and the chest, because that is something that you can then cover. So a lot of treatments, even injections, are more noticeable on those thinner skinned areas. And so if you're able to do them in the winter months where you're wearing a sweater or you're covered up, or it's much, much better than the other, you know, than doing them when you might have exposure. You're wearing a V-neck or you're wearing a nice summer dress or even an Oxford shirt. It's just a nice time of year to address what you have damaged.
And actually, two of the things that we talked about earlier in the summer, you know, like what our summer tips were, having the Botox under the arms, life-changing. Just want to say, life-changing. I may have to carry that one through to the winter because I'm now hooked, and why not? And the other thing is that here we are in October and my tan's starting to fade. And thank you very much, Amanda Harrington, because just putting on a little tiny bit, you know, of the brush of the fake tan once a week. And
it's
because
beautiful.
She does the three colours, I've really been able to sort of, you know, I came back chocolate brown, and then I've sort of, now I'm down to sort of natural rose or something gorgeous like that. But it's very nice to be able to just pop it on. I find it a really good colour to work with, and I think that you can really just lick on a little bit of fake tan every few days. Well, maybe every, 7 days?
I try to do it every 7 to 10 days, but I'm not always very good. You know, it just depends. Sometimes when I'm feeling extremely tired, it just gives me a nice little pickup. Again, you have to be careful with melasma when you do.
It sits on
pigmentation a little bit more than it does on clear skin.
Yeah.
So for those of you like me who suffer from melasma, I tend to put a little bit of a barrier cream, which she actually has, or a lot of tanning products. Yeah. Have, but I use some of her barrier cream on the areas that are pigmented so they don't come out looking more pigmented afterwards. And so that's my way. And the fact that there's a brush application makes it much easier to avoid certain
areas.
It's
a very nice thing to get over the trauma of not being, you know, brown for me. I mean, you're always brown because you've got olive skin, but I go from tan to slightly gray.
I think I'm just always a shade of yellow.
You're yellow and I'm gray. What an attractive couple.
I think you're pink. I like your pink.
I'm always pink. Also because we record these podcasts in literally the hottest room. It's like a hot box where we record.
That's not true.
So
it's just the noise. We can't have the AC on.
Yeah, we had to turn off the air conditioning. So we're always kind of dripping and I'm purple by the end of recording. I just want you to imagine us in our kind of chic glory. Dripping in our hot box is what we do for you so that you can hear us clearly.
And so, the other thing that I would like to say is lips. So a lot of people after the summer also have slightly dehydrated lips. And so this is a nice time to have like a nice little lip refresh, get some vitamins, do a little mesotherapy in the skin, just give yourself a little boost in the post-summer and pre-Christmas.
I had a little mesotherapy last week, as it happens. And I must say it did exactly that, made my skin feel, I mean, it's still a little bit scratchy from... It always looks a little bit scratchy for a few days. But yes, I had a little mesotherapy because just for that reason, Mariam.
See, I read your mind, Fee.
You're so smart.
Or you read mine.
You should get into aesthetics.
So we've had some questions on what you can do at home to improve your skin. So I always think skincare is the first line of defense and advancement and improvement for yourself. So I don't necessarily think you need to spend a lot of money on your skincare, and you don't need to have a lot of products. You just need to have a few things that work well together. Invest in a good cleanser with an exfoliation. Invest in a good vitamin C and moisturizer and eye cream. All of those things, the more you do, they're cumulative. They do help. And I do love at-home treatments. So you know, just from my own stance in terms of why I created MZ Skin and the ethos behind it, is I think you should reveal, enhance, and protect the skin. And you can do a big portion of that at home. If you're feeling dry and dehydrated, there are so many different fabulous sheet masks, collagen masks, LED masks that you can use at home that can help improve hydration after you've exfoliated. You can also do different light acid peels at home, and you can find them from anywhere from Vichy to Dr. Dennis Gross. We're coming out with a really fabulous one pre-Christmas as well. There's a lot of different things that you can do at home. I also want to emphasize that you shouldn't do too much. So if you're going to do something, don't do like 25 things in one day. You know, just say, you know what, today I'm going to have a nice exfoliation. Perhaps I'm going to do a nice at-home light peel, which it should be light since you're doing it at home. And then perhaps afterwards, a nice hydrating mask, whether it's like a sheet mask or it's even a cream mask that you place on, just to give yourself that pampering sort of sensation while you're at home.
Can I put those peels on my hands and my forearms?
Of course.
In fact, my whole body.
You can use it on your anything you do on your face, you should use on your neck and your décolletage and your hands.
Can I tell you what my new at-home best thing is? It's not a cream, okay? But it's my new discovery. It's the Rosemary Clooney Facial Flex Machine. Have you seen it? I sent you a picture of me using it the other day, and you said, what the fuck
is
that?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like a bitch, like a horse. You did say, what the fuck is that? Or WFT.
Yes, well, I said, oh my... beeping.
I've had it sitting by the bed for months. My friend Lisa Armstrong.
Okay, so let me just tell you that it's a gadget she placed in her mouth that made her look like a horse.
Yeah, it looks like a horse.
And it looks like you're exercising the skin around your mouth.
Yeah, and you're using not the skin around your mouth, you're using all your facial muscles.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's so good, because it tones all the muscles in your face.
Oh, you think you need to tone the muscles?
I'm telling you, this machine, I'm just telling you, I love it. I thought, it's been sitting there for months, I thought, why bother? That's a little thing in a box. They sent it to me. I put it in my mouth the other day. It's kind of, there's a tautness, which
is that your mute button? Did someone send that as a mute button?
No. How else to shut her up? Other way, ways to shut me up. Yes,
I'm just
know
joking. I love you.
That.
I love you.
But they say that it treats 30 muscles in your face. And all I can tell you is, having been very skeptical, I kind of really love this machine. You kind of fit it into your mouth, and then you make
weird facial
and you feel
which
all
stretches
the
skin around the muscle and the tissue around your mouth.
Is that bad?
And you're using, you know, different muscles that some people have Botox injected to make them not have those muscles anymore. So, you know,
I feel like doing a little kind of facial gym work. You're out the joy
I personally am not convinced, but you know, I always think if something works for you and it makes you feel better, then go ahead and
do
it.
Well, I'm not sure that my face looks all that different, but it really kept me going with my kind of, you know, a little bit of Netflix and some facial
muscle. So you did that while you were Netflixing?
Yeah, whilst I watched Unbelievable, which is unbelievable.
Never heard of it. I'm going to check it out.
Try it. See what you all think. I quite like it.
I actually think if you're going to do, you just reminded me of Face Gym, which I really do like.
Yes, I'm dying to try Face Gym.
I would love Face Gym.
What do you do at Face Gym?
Lots of different things, but they incorporate a massage with radio frequency and different sorts of, you can have a different menu option. The massage actually does make you feel amazing. You have good circulation of the blood. Radio frequency, as we all know, is bulk heating that helps to produce collagen and elastin production. So it's a nice, very quick, you know, in and out sort of treatment. And if you did half a face, you can see the difference and you can feel the tension leaving your body.
Okay, I'll tell you what,
kind of face
I'm
going to
give
like.
You the machine and I'll go and try Facebook and then we can swap notes on it.
So you're going to give
time.
Me a machine that has already been used?
No, I'm not going to get the one from it. You're so American, because obviously I would do that, right? But I know
not
that you're American, you like a bit of, you know, hygiene involved. I eat out of the dog's mouth. But I will get you a Facial Flex and I'll go and try Face Gym.
I'm the skeptic, so
you
we'll
can
see
guinea
what
pig
I
for me.
I'll be a guinea pig for a change.
Yeah. See what it's like in my shoes. It's quite fun, actually.
I have to say it is. On a different note, it's completely off the side. I want to try the place you went to. Bella.
Oh, that was an amazing place. Bell Cell. And that was interesting. So I went to... investigate a place that it's in Churchill's old wine cellar in St. James's. And it's like walking onto a Star Wars set. Everything is white and glows. The walls glow. The chairs glow. The light boxes on the floor glow. You glow when you come out. And it's really a place that's designed. It's a biohacking center. And the idea of biohacking is pretty well everything we do is biohacking. It's where science is there to help us enhance our own physical. You know what, you're looking very knowledgeable about biohacking. But for those of you who don't know, it's about being sort of helped along by science in this case. So I went along and, for example, I went into an oxygen chamber where they pumped 100% oxygen in and they put an oxygen mask over my face and this helps to regenerate my red blood cells, yada, yada, yada. And then you come out and your cells are ready to be taken out when you have your PRP so that your blood cells, I mean, that was all one thing. But the two things that I really loved about this place, the two machines, and they've got all sorts of things you can do. One is that they have an amazing kind of nutrition program. So, you know, my poo was sent off to America. I've been analyzed at the Wazoo. There's nothing about my body function I don't know. They take lots of blood tests. It's very, very thorough if you want it to be. They also have, I'm trying to remember what it is, the machine. You put it on, it looks like you're in a bulletproof vest. And it uses frequency to stimulate your muscles,
so you're contracting.
Yes, and if I'd known we were going to talk about this, I'd have all the notes. It's called an ERM machine, I think. And I think it's really kind of a big subject, Mariam. So I think maybe we should devote a podcast to it.
I think it's very interesting in the future of self-treatments and learning more about yourself and having the availability without going, you know, to a destination really. So a lot of these places have typically been, you know, you go to Germany, you go to Austria, you go to...
Exactly.
So it's nice to have something close by.
I actually reviewed for Vogue, the sort of the Mayo Clinic, the Lanzerhof Clinic, all of those where science meets health. Kind of places. It's exactly that. And in fact, the Lanzerhof Clinic, which is very, very popular as well, has also just opened in London. Very often
we should talk about that.
Yeah, they're great because we used to, I mean, I used to at least twice a year, if I could, put my hand out to review those kind of spas. And the problem was, is that you'd come back to London and there was no backup and no support. So, you know, you're back on, if you're me, you're back on the cream cakes within 5 minutes. And this is great because these are those places that are popping up in London. So yes, we should devote a podcast, I think.
Amazing. I think we have lots to talk about. And if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, I mean, we have a huge list that we're going through, but if there's anything that you think is interesting now or you have questions about, we're always open. So please do send us an email at theguineapigpod@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. Till then, bye.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.